The prosecution and defense have rested their cases in the murder trial of 18-year-old Lee Boyd Malvo. Malvo faces the death penalty if convicted of killing Linda Franklin, an FBI analyst, during last year's sniper shootings in the Washington, D.C. area. Malvo's lawyers have used an insanity defense, saying their client was the unwitting puppet of convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad. But the prosecution maintains Malvo was clear-headed and knew what he was doing at the time of the attacks. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chesapeake, Virginia.
From the start, the defense conceded that Malvo was involved with the sniper shootings. His fingerprints and DNA are on crucial pieces of evidence. There are damaging statements from people whose lives intersected with his. There are Malvo's own taped confessions to the killings, which he has since recanted. It would be a tough case to defend if lawyers were trying to prove Malvo wasn't involved in the killings. Instead, the defense doesn't deny that Malvo was involved, but argues that he had been under the influence of Muhammad for months, and that their client did not know what he was doing when the sniper attacks began. Steve Benjamin, a criminal defense attorney in Richmond, Virginia, says pleading not guilty by reason of insanity is a good and probably the only defense strategy.
The defense is not necessarily seeking an acquittal on the basis of insanity. The defense is not counting on the jury finding Malvo insane. The defense is hoping that the jury will find that they should not sentence Malvo to death.
Over the past 5 weeks of this trial, the prosecution and the defense pursued their cases differently. The prosecution introduced evidence and witnesses trying to prove that Malvo pulled the trigger in Franklin's murder and others. But the defense focused on why Malvo took part in the killings, bringing in witnesses who provided anecdotal and expert testimony about Malvo's upbringing, his character, and Muhammad's influence on the teenager. It's the type of testimony that usually isn't heard until after a defendant has been convicted. But Benjamin says that type of testimony could help create sympathy for Malvo.
What has mattered the most to Malvo's goal of not getting the death penalty is talking about why this happened, how this young teenager was manipulated, some would say indoctrinated, by the older adult male figure. That's what the defense wanted to be talking about from the very beginning of this trial.
Usually the bar for an insanity defense is set very high and often doesn't work with a jury. A juror has to be convinced that the defendant was unable to distinguish right from wrong because of a severe mental disorder or impairment, such as amnesia or multiple personalities. In this case, defense lawyers say their client was indoctrinated by Muhammad to the extent that he developed a dissociative disorder, where he was so out of touch with reality that he couldn't distinguish right from wrong. There have been convincing opinions from mental health experts, one side testifying Malvo was malleable, desperate, and coerced by Muhammad into killing. The other side saying the defendant is nothing more than a calculating, manipulative teenager who viewed Muhammad as a partner rather than a Svengali figure. In between those two extremes are all shades of expert opinion. These are all things the jury will now have to mull over. The judge says she would like the case to be in the jury's hands later today. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chesapeake, Virginia.